They produced no evidence. The juries in these cases even admit, we didn't see any evidence to convict them. We think they deleted all the evidence. We're assuming the evidence is there, but they deleted it, and so therefore we find them guilty. Folks, this is dark stuff. This is scary stuff. But here's the ultimate, is to say Stuart Rhodes presents an ongoing threat and a peril to this country and to the republic and the very fabric of this democracy is so absolutely ludicrous and so absolutely out of this world level of ridiculousness. Who do you think poses a threat to the republic and the fabric of our democracy? Stuart Rhodes or Joe Biden? Stuart Rhodes or Merrick Garland? Stuart Rhodes or Christopher Wray? Stuart Rhodes or George Soros? This is sick, man. I got to tell you, this is a gut blow, and I need to cover this because it shows how dark and twisted the thing currently is in our country. But honestly, it's like I can't even cover this. All right, a couple of breaking news stories here. You know, my heart breaks. My heart breaks because innocent men are rotting away in jail cells as a part of the political persecution and corruption of the Democrat Party in the deep state. Oath Keepers founder sentenced to 18 years in January 6th seditious conspiracy case. The founder of the far right. No, it's not far right. It's Oath Keepers. They took an oath to the Constitution, and so they started a group called Oath Keepers because so little of the individuals that take that oath actually keep it. So it's actually just a pro-America, pro-Constitution group, but okay, it's far right then. The founder of the far-right Oath Keepers has been sentenced to 18 years in federal prison in connection with the J6 attack on the Capitol following his conviction on seditious conspiracy. Folks, it's just sick. It's just sick. The judge said, "You, sir, present an ongoing threat and a peril to this country and to the republic and to the very fabric of this democracy." Jeez. You know, I've had an uplifting message of hope for the future and momentum going in the right direction, but boy, this just drags me right back down to the depths. This drags me right back down to the depths, folks. Because they all know January 6th was not a seditious conspiracy, was not a coup, was not an insurrection. They all know it. That is just an absolute lie. What seditious conspirators go for a taco lunch in the middle of their seditious conspiracy? What insurrectionists call it off when they get an emergency alert on their phone saying everybody goes home? It's absurd. They produced no evidence. The juries in these cases even admit, we didn't see any evidence to convict them. We think they deleted all the evidence. We're assuming the evidence is there, but they deleted it, and so therefore we find them guilty. Folks, this is dark stuff. This is scary stuff. But here's the ultimate, is to say Stuart Rhodes presents an ongoing threat and a peril to this country and to the republic and the very fabric of this democracy is so absolutely ludicrous and so absolutely out of this world level of ridiculousness. Who do you think poses a threat to the republic and the fabric of our democracy? Stuart Rhodes or Joe Biden? Stuart Rhodes or Merrick Garland? Stuart Rhodes or Christopher Wray? Stuart Rhodes or George Soros? This is sick, man. I got to tell you, this is a gut blow, and I need to cover this because it shows how dark and twisted the thing currently is in our country. But honestly, it's like I can't even cover this. My heart breaks. My soul leaves my body. My stomach falls. It's just sick. I'm not even going to come on here and do some defense of Stuart Rhodes like he needs me to defend him or some sort of argument against Stuart Rhodes' sentence today. This is just ludicrous. This is just absolutely ludicrous to act like Stuart Rhodes or anybody that was there on January 6th poses any real threat to this country. These are the people that love the country. These are the people that are calling out the threats to the country. And then they're the ones that get blamed for everything. Stuart Rhodes has never been in office. How many years has Stuart Rhodes been in Congress? How many years has Stuart Rhodes been a governor, a mayor, a president? Zero. How are you going to sit here and blame Stuart Rhodes for the decay of our republic that has been going on for decades? He's never even been in office. Joe Biden has been in office for 50 fucking years. There's your threat to democracy. There's your threat to the republic. You're going to go after people who haven't even served in office once? See, I can't do it. It's just too much. And they want to put me in jail. They want to put me away forever, too. Let me do this. I gotta break this up somehow. Let's just play this clip. This is Representative Jayapal, Democrat representative. She's a complete lunatic moron, and the host on CNN actually calls her out on this. You don't even believe this unless you hear it. Representative Jayapal, majority of Americans want Congress to cut spending. Really means most people want higher taxes. Try to figure this out for yourself, folks, in clip six.
New poll out, I'm sure you've seen it in just the last 2 days. And what it shows, really interestingly, is that 60% of Americans say Congress should only raise the debt ceiling if it comes with spending cuts at the same time. And that includes 58% of independents. Is your position out of step now, Congresswoman, with the majority of the American people?
I'm so glad you raised that poll, because I think it's really important to look at what that poll says. If you just say to people, should we cut spending? They will probably say yes. However, if you say, would you rather cut spending and reduce the deficit by cutting the tax breaks to the wealthiest corporations and wealthiest individuals, or would you like to cut your own health care, education, care for veterans, etc., I guarantee you that you would have even higher numbers that say, let's make sure that we're making the wealthy pay their fair share.
That's not what the poll says. This is the exact question that was asked of voters. What should Congress do on the debt ceiling? Raise only if spending cut, 60%. Raise no matter what, 24%. Not raise, let U.S. default, 15%. These are what they are saying to this critical question. Go ahead.
No, I understand. But Poppy, you can't take tax cuts out of spending. You know, tax cuts for the wealthiest are spending. Don't think that that isn't spending. When under Donald Trump, they added almost $2 trillion to the deficit because they gave tax cuts to the wealthiest. That is spending. And I think the American people understand that that's what needs to change, is we need to roll back those tax cuts, and we need to actually make sure that we are reducing the deficit by making the wealthiest pay their fair share, not by cutting working people's benefits.
Very well aware of what those 2017 tax cuts did. And to your point, you pointed out yesterday the policies proposed by the White House and all.
So that's how dumb Democrat representatives are. I mean, it's not even worth responding to that idiocracy. I just had to break it up here, because to be sit here and gaslit and told that Stuart Rhodes is responsible for the decay of our republic and Stuart Rhodes is responsible for America going in the wrong direction. Are you kidding me? You are sick if you really believe that. I don't know. I'm going to have to recover from this somehow. This is just too much. I mean, we just sit here and watch the FBI lie to us. I mean, like, they're celebrating George Floyd's death anniversary today. They lied to us about that. Buildings burned. Oh, but that's Stuart Rhodes' fault.
been showing all the signs.
All right, we're going right back to your phone calls here in just a moment, but I just want to say this again. We have millions of viewers and listeners. You're amazing. You spread the word. It's incredible. But you really are the power of this broadcast. If you don't take action, the dog doesn't die. And separately, we have great products, water filtration, air filtration, that are the highest quality, highest rated for the lowest price you're going to find. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have amazing supplements like X3, the very best iodine, the missing link. 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities in the world because they don't have iodine. Most people are deficient in iodine. The government's lowered the daily allowance that you're supposed to have. It is the thing that energizes your brain, your cells, and so much more. X3 back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have the ultimate krill oil, the fish oil, highest quality there. Sugar good for your brain, your body, your heart. It's incredible. We have 10-hour clean energy, Brain Force Ultra back in stock, discounted, all at InfoWarsStore.com. While you're there, get a great reset in the War for the World, my book, either signed or unsigned. Get a film, get a t-shirt. I want to thank you all for your support. We have other great products there, like the Nitric Boost. It's so good for your heart and your blood to clean that out. God has given us so many great compounds. We have the highest quality CBD oil at more than half off what any competitors sell. The same 1,000-milligram systems for. So CBD oil, whatever it is you need, InfoWarsStore.com. We have turmeric, 95% curcuminoid. It's the same from a different manufacturer, the same thing as bodies. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A very small percentage of you ever go to the store, ever buy anything. You really need these products. You're missing out. Plus, we need to stay on air. That's a win-win. The only way we lose is you not taking action. So make the commitment in the fight to try these great products out. For those of you on the fence, take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you humbly for your support and salute you.